Good morning. I'm great. Thanks for asking.
Good, and I hope you're staying warm during these chilly, chilly days of January. But we know it's winter, and we know this is just part of the deal that we sign up with. Four seasons in the Midwest. But school is back, and a couple weeks under our belt now, and that means the school board got together and reorganized earlier in the week. Tell us what went on there for folks maybe who didn't catch all that.
Well, our reorganization is required by state law. And so we get together each year at the beginning of January, and we elect our officers and appoint people, board members, to different committees. So our new officers are Martha Street as president, Lois Sable-Skelton as vice president, Janine Butler as secretary, and David Sabag as assistant secretary. So we're all set to go for the new year now.
And that reorganization is done, why annually? Why does the state make you do it? Just to keep it moving, keep fresh ideas? Why can't you just roll with the status quo?
Well, I guess we could, but like the city council has to do it too,
right,
and the
right,
county
right.
council has to do it too. So I think it's our way of saying, here we are, we're organized, and we're set, and we're ready to go for the new year.
Yeah, and if you didn't like the guy you put in president last year, you can put somebody else in there. So that's always fun as well.
Well, actually, we did like the guy. He had been there for three years.
I was going to say, he did a few tours of duty, didn't he?
Right. But we had some other people who said that they wanted an opportunity to step up and provide some leadership to the board, so we went ahead and did that.
Fresh idea, fresh angles, perhaps. And it's very important every year to get this done, but when you're facing a referendum that's coming up in the presidential election, is this different this time around?
You mean for the board?
Just the organization and the direction it's being taken.
Well, yeah, I suppose so. However, once we pass the resolution stating that we are putting it on the ballot, and we'll probably do that in June, the board can be involved as, you know, volunteers, you know, working to canvass or to send out letters, but we can't really take an official role then because all school employees are prohibited from doing that on school time. So, one of the things is we'll have to be real careful and not use school time to talk about that or necessarily board meeting times to talk about that unless we have somebody coming, unless it's the public coming to talk about it. So we'll just have to be careful with that.
And with the referendum, moving forward, I know it's not, it's way down the road and everything else, but this has to get moving sooner than later. What's going to be the first domino that gets everything going? Are there going to be groups that are formed, Sue? I know there are already people that are interested. What's the roadmap for it? Because I know, again, November's 11 months away. I got that. The election's so far away, it doesn't even really register right now. But we hear all these people, again, filing for candidacies for the May primaries and everything else. The referendum is going to be hugely important because if that money isn't continued, there's going to be some severe changes that some of the board members and the superintendent and everybody else are going to have to make some very tough decisions.
Well, you're right, and those are decisions that we hope that we won't have to make. Right now, the three tri-chairs who are leading this have been meeting with the superintendent, and they're looking at some key people or people in key positions to help coordinate our volunteer effort and our messaging effort, and also looking for somebody to help manage the whole campaign. And I'm glad you mentioned all the people who want to help, because certainly there's a whole lot of people saying, you know, get me involved, get me involved. So if anyone is interested, I would suggest that they let a board member know or let the superintendent know, and we'll get your name and contact information and get you signed up and then get back in touch with you soon.
Sue Wanser is our guest this morning. She serves on the MCCSC school board, and obviously I-STEP scores and school grades and teacher grades and four-star schools and five-star schools, all that stuff's important. Where do we stand on the I-STEP scores? Where are they? Are we using them? Are we not using them? Give us an update on that. I feel like a week goes by and six different things happen, and I'm not really sure where we are.
Well, good question. there's a couple things. There's a bill in the House and a bill in the State House and a bill in the State Senate suggesting that we not use these grades or not hold schools responsible for if they have lower grades than last year. My understanding from the Indiana School Boards Association is that they're working out some language right now to make sure that that's all correct, and then it should be on the governor's desk on January 19th for him to sign.
And that's so all. And all signs point to him signing it?
Yes, especially if anyone listened to the State of the State address on Tuesday.
Well, that's kind of where I was going with this. You're right.
I was really pleased to hear the governor talk about maybe we need to take a pause from ISTEP, take a look at it. And it was suggesting to people or some of our legislators believe that it's suggesting that maybe we might review if ISTEP is the best way to go. Do we redesign the test? Do we use a totally different kind of test? So I'm really, really happy to hear him say
because
that.
Because that language and verbiage, you haven't heard anything near that, have you?
No, I was going to say, I'm sorry this didn't come several years ago.
But at least it's different. We're hearing something different.
I know. You know, the cynical side of me says it's an election year. So, you know, maybe he's trying to, you know.
But having a conversation about it is incredibly more powerful than ignoring it.
Oh, exactly. That's what I'm saying. I am so pleased that we're going to do this. We're going to take a look at this. I hope that we have some educators involved with this, some testing specialists involved with this. We have a lot of people locally who do this professionally. So we've got people here. There are people all over the state who could be weighing in on this and helping the state in terms of how, first of all, do we need this kind of a test? And if we do, what is it supposed to measure? How is it supposed to measure? And then how do we construct something that does what we want it to do? So, yeah, I'm thrilled that he wants to do that.
Now, in this legislation that is sitting, perhaps going to his desk on the 19th, as you mentioned, is this a time-stamped angle where it's just, hey, these scores from here to here aren't working, or is that other language included in there of him maybe slowing all this down?
No, I think that just came from him. My understanding, Glass, is that the legislation is designed to not use the 2015 ISTEP scores for grading teachers or grading schools.
Okay, gotcha.
And if we need any kind of measurement for
We'll use height and weight. That's right.
Yeah, we'll just go back to last year's scores.
That's right.
So, and this is being fast tracked. So, thanks to our legislature, they've really fast tracked these bills to get this done quickly.
And as while we stay on the legislative side of things, because they're back, and that's why this is important. And anything else on the education forefront that is going to help hurt or anything else, we know that obviously the referendum is going to play a big part of this community. Is there any hints in any increased funding to public schools in Indiana with anything new coming on the horizon?
No, I haven't heard any of that. Certainly, the governor.
And you would be the first that would.
Right. The governor talked about increased taxes to pay for roads and construction. I wish that would have been for education. But another thing that was talked about, though, on Tuesday was Senator Bosma has proposed a $7,500 tuition refund for students who are majoring in education and who will teach in our public schools. I think it's public. I don't know. We'll teach in our schools for 5 years. So that is great to try to incentivize more people to go into education. That's really a step in the right direction. I hope we go further than that and start recognizing teachers as the professionals they are and that there's money available in the state to start paying teachers what they're worth.
And as we move forward in that, at some point, you can't run out of teachers. We know that. So we have to fill that, or the system has to be blown up and started all over again. And that's, I don't think anybody wants to deal with that.
No, yeah, I don't think so. I just think we need to have some recognition, and it sounds like people are starting to recognize that we need to do some more things to reward teachers better, to pay them a higher regard. We need to stop all of this chatter all over the country about public school failing because we know it isn't, and stop blaming teachers. Instead, we should be recognizing them and rewarding them for the great jobs that they are doing.
Yep, and a lot of it is thankless to a degree, and the hours and time put into it is very, it is above and beyond what a quote-unquote normal job is. And, again, you're shaping the next generation. I think that's what gets lost in this. It's not exactly. It's not always about what the financial repercussions are. It's about do we need to build more prisons? Do we need to build more do we need to hire more police officers? Do we need to hire more teachers, Sue, or more police officers? Ask yourself what would be a better solution to our problems.
Well, I'll tell you what, if we invest more in education, we'll invest less in prisons and we'll have, a safer and more secure society. And you know, Glass, when you look at anybody who's successful, any successful person, it's because at some point in their life, between the ages of 5 and 18, they had teachers who helped develop that. So, to me, that's the basic building block of our democracy, of our society.
Well, and we'll see how that works itself out. But our angle here locally, again, for the next 10 months, will be how that referendum gets together, how that moves forward. So obviously that's going to be an issue and everybody's going to want to bang the drum about to make sure everybody understands what that involves. And we'll do that. Plus, we'll keep an eye on what's happening in schools every Thursday morning. We thank you for your time.
Well, thanks, Glass, for having me. I'll talk to you next week.